This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki reiterates government's commitment to not letting Nepali territory be used against neighbours. Law Minister Dilendra Prasad Baru says Parliament's next meeting will discuss impeachment proposal against Chief Justice Cholendra Samsir, JBR. Galbo Losar being celebrated by the Sherpa community today, and Russian forces seize control of a key port city in southern Ukraine. Now the news in detail. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has said that unity in diversity, a unique identity of Nepal, has helped further consolidate our national strength. In a message of best wishes on the occasion of Galbo Losar today, the President has extended greetings for happiness, peace and prosperity among all sisters and brothers at home and abroad. She expressed the hope that such festivals would increase unity, harmony and fraternity among Nepali people and help further strengthen broader national unity. Similarly, giving a message of best wishes on the occasion of Galbo Losar, the new year of the Mahayani Buddhist people and the Sherpa community today, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun has said the religious and cultural festivals foster social harmony and strengthen national unity. Likewise, Prime Minister Sherbahadur Dewa has wished happiness, peace, good health and progress to all the Sherpa brothers and sisters on the occasion of Galpo Losar. Galpo Losar is celebrated by the Nepali Buddhist and Himalayan Sherpa community since ancient times. Stating that Nepal is a country rich in ethnic, linguistic, religious and cultural diversity, the Prime Minister has in a message said that respecting of this diversity by people of all caste and religions is the fundamental and unique identity of Nepal and Nepalese. The government has thanked the ruling coalition parties and the main opposition party CPN-UML for their support in ratifying the MCC compact. Speaking at a press conference after unveiling decisions of the latest cabinet meeting at Singhadarbar yesterday, government spokesperson and communication minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki reiterated Nepal's commitment not to allow using the Nepali territory against neighbouring countries. The cabinet meeting has also endorsed the Radioactive Regulation 2022. An annual report of the National Information Commission for the fiscal year 2020-21 has been presented in the House of Representatives. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Dilendra Prasad Baru, presented the document in a session of the lower house yesterday on behalf of Prime Minister Sherbahadur Dewa. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Dilendra Prasad Baru, has said the upcoming session of the House of Representatives is expected to discuss the impeachment motion registered against Chief Justice Cholendra Samsir, J.B. Rana. Talking to media persons at the Federal Parliament building yesterday following the meeting of the lower house, Minister Baru said the proposal to impeach the Chief Justice would be forwarded and discussed in the upcoming house meeting of the representatives soon. Non-resident ambassadors of Mauritius, Botswana, the Maldives and Tunisia to Nepal have presented their letter of credence to President Vidyadevi Bhandari. The Office of the President said Ambassador of Mauritius to Nepal, Santi Bai Hanmanji, Ambassador of Botswana to Nepal, Gilbert Shimane Mengole, Ambassador of the Maldives to Nepal, Hussein Niyaj, and Ambassador of Tunisia to Nepal, Hayat Talibi Ip Bilal, presented their letters of credence to President amid separate ceremonies organized at Sital Niwas yesterday. The Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC, has acknowledged the Federal Parliament of Nepal's decision to ratify the $500 million compact between the MCC and the Government of Nepal on the 27th of February. Issuing a statement, the MCC said the decision to ratify the Nepal compact had always rested with the Government of Nepal as a sovereign democratic nation. The statement further said the United States' relationship with Nepal is broader than one agreement and they will continue to support the country, its democratic values and its long-term economic prosperity. Minister for Home Affairs Balkrishna Khan and the U.S. Ambassador Randy Berry on Wednesday held talks at the Home Ministry in Singh Darbar. According to the minister's secretariat, the meeting focused on the relations between Nepal and the U.S. and the U.S. Grant Project MCC Compact that was recently endorsed by the House of Representatives of Nepal. Minister Khan expressed his gratitude to Ambassador Berry and the U.S. government for the support and the assistance relating to the MCC. He also stated that the Prime Minister Shahbahadur Dewar had been firm on endorsing the agreement from the Parliament both as a constituent of the government and in his previous role as the leader of the opposition party, in return stating that the compact got ratified with the clear role of Nepal's Prime Minister, the government and the political parties. Ambassador Berry said that the interpretive declaration had accommodated the subjects they had been mentioning since the beginning. Praising the Nepal government's decision to vaccinate refugees against COVID-19, he expressed the hope that U.S. government would always remain with Nepal on development, prosperity and peace. Nepal has urged all parties concerned to make diplomatic efforts to defuse the ongoing tension between Russia and Ukraine. Nepal has appealed to address the tension emanating following Russia's attack on Ukraine through peaceful talks. Addressing the emergency special session of the United Nations General Assembly in New York on Tuesday, Nepal's permanent representative to the United Nations, Amrit Rai, said violent attacks would only spur more violence and asserted that diplomatic initiatives and peaceful dialogues were only the way forward to peace. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. On to an international update now. Russian forces have seized control of a key port city in southern Ukraine. Kherson is the first major city to be taken by Russia after heavy fighting since it invaded a week ago. Its mayor, Igor Kolikayev, said Russian troops had forced their way into the city council building and imposed a curfew on residents. Several cities have come under intense shelling, with Wednesday one of the most destructive days of the fighting. An investigation into possible war crimes and crimes against humanity committed in Ukraine has been launched by the International Criminal Court ICC in The Hague. Russia has for the first time admitted taking heavy military casualties during its attack on Ukraine, with 498 troops killed and a further 1,597 injured. Ukraine says Russia's losses run into the thousands. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Brief rain or thundershower are likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly region of Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki reiterates government's commitment to not letting Nepali territory be used against neighbours. Law Minister Dilendra Prasad Baru says Parliament's next meeting will discuss impeachment proposal against Chief Justice Cholendra Samser JBR. Gyalpo Losar being celebrated by the Sherpa community today, and Russian forces seize control of a key port city in southern Ukraine. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.